I'm very grateful for your time. Give my best to your children. Thank you. That's jobless teacher Mohammed Salim. You can catch him on Channel 5 on Monday at 9 p.m. on benefits. 26 kids and claiming. Obviously, there are other children involved, I hasten to add. Although, interesting, Mr. Salim, when I asked the ages of his 11 children, we actually had 13 different ages. And when I asked for names, we had 12 different names. Your reactions follow this.
This is LBC, leading Britain's conversation, with Nick Ferrari at breakfast. Call 0345 6060 973.
Those of you who listen regularly to speech radio will not be in the least bit surprised to hear there's not a spare line in the building, and a colleague is just pretty well. That's a wait, isn't it? Bringing in a telephone book of reactions to my conversation with Mohammed Salim. Let's go straight now to Andrew Marsh, campaigns director for Christian Concern, and I start with an apology. You've held on the line far longer than you were meant to, because Mr. Salim went into considerable detail. And you're never certain, Mr. Marsh, it's cases like this, such as whether the interviewee is going to be pretty forthcoming, but he was, and it's God's joy. How do you react to that?
Good morning, Nick. Good to be with you. I don't know what religion Mr. Salim is, but I gather that he has cited a biblical...
Well, he does Eid for the children, but he also prays to God. So I think we have a couple of faiths going on there, Mr. Marsh.
Right. Well, I think it, as he's mentioned, the Bible, it does merit asking the question, how does the Bible help us with this issue? And I think there are at least three important principles we could briefly consider. The first is that children are a good thing. Children are a gift from God. Children are a blessing. And it's interesting that we've had in the news China, for example, reversing its one-child policy. And
yeah,
the reality is that we've got a number of nations actually around the world that are facing the challenge of aging populations and even declining populations. And so we do need to remember and recognize that children are a good thing. But second, the Bible also is very clear that the primary responsibility for providing for children lies with parents and also the extended family and relatives. And so certainly in ordinary circumstances, we shouldn't be relying on others or, I'm not necessarily making this accusation, but taking advantage of a safety net. I think the third thing, just very briefly, is that the Bible is clear that at the heart of flourishing and fruitful families is marriage, and all the evidence reinforces that point, that marriage is key to functioning and fruitful families.
When I challenged him on whether he was, quotes, playing the system, how fair was that accusation, or was I being unfair, Mr. Marsh?
Well, I don't know all the details of this particular case, and we know that hard cases make for bad laws. I think that is one thing that it highlights, is there are questions around our approach to benefits and welfare, and perhaps a degree of inflexibility around that. Certainly, I think the Bible would encourage us that care for children and care for families is best practice as close as possible to the families. So I think there are questions that we need to ask,
and
even if a safety net, you know, a final safety net is provided.
And that was going to be my final question. The idea of a safety net, the crackdown as heralded by Ian Duncan Smith as Work and Pensions Secretary, where does Christian Concern stand on that, lastly, Mr. Marsh?
Well, I think we would raise questions just about the overall approach to welfare. Welfare and care needs to be practiced as close as possible to those who are in need. There are obviously genuine situations where people are in need, but we may well have ended up with a situation and a system that is remote and inflexible, and we may need to take a big, hard look at that and how we can restore an approach that actually encourages relationships rather than an impersonal system. So I think that there are questions to ask around that, and perhaps that is something that can sometimes lead to an inappropriate sense of entitlement.
Andrew Marsh, campaigns director for Christian Concern. Again, my apologies for delaying you. Thank you for your input.